My mother is very satisfied with what she has achieved in her life, without anyone's help and changing countries as a teenager. But her greatest achievement and what she is most satisfied with is having her daughter. My mother thinks that while she was young until now, many changes have been made, such as technology. Before, they didn't have a cell phone. And now, from 10 years old, children tend to have one. And before that, children were less free than now. My mother was born on the 4th of August 1975 in Limburg, Germany. She lived with her parents and her little brother called David. Her dad worked in a foundry factory and her mother worked in a leather bags factory. While their parents had to work, she used to take the bus with her brother to go to school, and they learned German and once a week Spanish. Her parents are from Spain, but they emigrated to Germany to work. As their parents work, my mother and her brother heated up the food when they got home from school and then did the housework. Since they lived in Germany during summer holidays, they came to Spain to spend time with their grandparents, their cousins and their uncles, and they also took advantage of the opportunity to go to the beach. Her grandparents sometimes went to visit them in Germany. They went by plane and they were visiting for a month. Her brother was a year younger than her, and he did not like studying very much. He was also a bit of a hooligan and liked to hang out with friends. They lived in a flat that had 3 bedrooms, a living room, a bathroom and a kitchen, and a terrace. And it was on the first floor. The back of the house faced a huge playground and tennis courts, and in the front of the house was a daycare. Her room had 2 beds, a large closet and a desk, and it was painted pink. Sometimes in Germany they would go out to dinner, and as their brother played in a soccer team, on weekends used to go see him play. They were used to live in the country. At Christmas, if the grandfather was given holidays, they would come to Spain, and if not, they would spend it in Germany with their friends. Her school in Germany was very big. In her school, she had friends from many countries. Her best friends were German, but in the class, she had Italian and Portuguese classmates. My mother was a very good student, and her favorite subjects were geography, language, and German or English. In May of the year 90, at the age of 14, they came to live in Spain, so she was getting used to Spain, because it was her new country. They came to a flat that their parents had bought. That same year, she began her studies in Spain at the Rondilla High School, where she studies baccalaureate and co. She began her university studies in the Labor Relations School of Valladolid. It was a very beautiful stage of her life, and she studied something that she liked and went out with her friends. Also, while she was studying for her university degree, she came a certificate in German and the official language school. To get some extra money, she taught her German to the son of a teacher and helped translate documents for a company. In 1994, at the age of 19, my mother started dating my father. My mother finished her studies and went to work in a bar. In 2001, my father and my mother got married, and in 2004, her first and only daughter, Colucia, was born. During his period, my mother worked in a real estate company, and in 2007, she started working in Mapfre, where she still works today. In conclusion, I think that the life of my mother was very happy because she has seen a lot of places and learned other languages, but at the same time, a little bit difficult because of all the changes of place. But these things are good because are new experiences of the life.